USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Hurricane Idalia strengthening as it spins toward the Florida coast.
Category 2, maximum sustained winds now up to 100 miles per hour, and this system has additional strengthening to go overnight and into the morning before making landfall.
National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome, hurricane warnings are in effect for parts of Florida's Gulf Coast, with evacuation orders issued. X, formerly known as Twitter, will now allow political ads on its platform for the first time since 2019.
Ahead of the 2024 U.S. presidential election, the company said in a blog post that it's working to expand the teams to focus on combating manipulation, surfacing inauthentic accounts, and closely monitoring the platform for emerging threats. The new announcement comes through months of controversial changes after Elon Musk took over last year and criticism about how Twitter's previous leadership handled political discourse. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A Gold Star father is condemning President Biden's handling of the 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Closing Bagram was the sole responsibility of Joe Biden. It was also the lead domino which led to the demise of all of Afghanistan.
Mark Schmitz's son, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, was killed along with 12 other service members in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport. During a roundtable led by Republican lawmakers, he said no one has been held accountable for what happened. Unwelcome news for many. COVID-19 hospitalizations are not letting up, increasing by another 19%. A new booster shot targeting the newest strain of the Omicron variant on its way, likely hitting the market by October. Millions of gallons of water from Tropical Storm Hillary a while back could have been captured and used in formerly drought-stricken California, but reports from water conservationists estimate as much as 3 out of 4 buckets of it found its way back into the Pacific Ocean. This is USA News.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right, just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because we think once you try a pair of Skechers slip-ins, you're not going to want to just do anything else. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Heck, your hands can be folded. You can just step right into them and go. They're that easy and comfortable. So what are the secrets behind Skechers slip-ins? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides right into place. Then our heel pillow technology keeps your foot comfy and secure. And slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite styles. So just slip in to Skechers slip-ins. It's just that easy. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
President Biden's announcing his administration's plan to lower prescription drug costs for American seniors on Medicare. Biden says 10 different drugs will be on the table for negotiation.
Drugs that treat everything from heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, kidney disease, arthritis, blood cancers, Crohn's disease.
The president announced Tuesday Medicare will soon begin the first round of drug price talks under the Inflation Reduction Act. Negotiations will begin this fall, and prices are expected to take effect in 2020. The FBI says it's dismantled a global network of hacked computers used in a huge fraud scheme. The Justice Department seized over $8 million in crypto from the hackers and removed their code from infected computers all across the world. That's according to an announcement from the agencies. It said about 200,000 computers were infected in the U.S. and 700,000 globally. CBS is set to air a special tribute show to the late Bob Barker. Drew Carey will host The Price is Right, a tribute to Bob Barker, on Thursday. It'll feature highlights from Barker's time hosting the game show, like his first episode, the first appearance of Plinko, and his final episode when he retired in 2007. The daytime Emmy-winning host passed away at the age of 99 on Saturday. The special will also air during The Price is Right's regular time slot on September 4th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.